Blog Talk Radio.
Here's an important message from Reverend Dr. Jeremiah A. Wright, Jr., Senior Pastor of Trinity United Church of Christ.
Did you know that more than half of all the new HIV/AIDS cases reported are among African Americans? Our men, our women, and our children are at risk. We must put aside our fears, exercise our faith, and put an end to this deadly disease. Encourage testing. Learn more about HIV and AIDS.
For testing locations, contact the CDC National STD and AIDS Hotline at 1-800-342-AIDS.
Good morning and welcome to Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm doing a second show this morning. I'm going to be calling a special singer. I want to play a little of his music for you. His name is Mingo. That's just a little taste of Mingo's music. I'm going to give him a call now to see if he's on the line. I hope everybody's doing well here in Philadelphia. We're having a lot of snow. I think already we probably have about 5-6 inches of snow out here. The wind is blowing. I see people all bundled up, scarves covering their eyes and their faces. If you're on the West Coast, then I'm envious of you if you're having warm, happy weather out there. I'm just going to give Mingo a call, see if he's there.
Good morning, Ms. Keys. How are you?
Good morning, Mingo. We're on the air live. I want to say happy holidays to you.
Okay, be safe. Mm-hmm.
So you have an interesting sound, kind of funky, but you're also doing a lot of political things. You talk about drugs. You talk about alcohol. But you said you started in the gospel. Just tell me how you got involved with the music industry here.
Well, as a child, that my mom loved Marvin Gaye, so I used to hear a whole lot of Marvin. I used to hear a whole lot of Smokey. We went to church each week, so I used to be in church, and the choirs just would just touch me. And I would feel this. I said, oh, I mean, music has such a, you know, special effect. And I truly believe that music should touch you, should uplift you, should inspire you. So I look to have meaning in what I sing.
Mm-hmm. Now,
so
your band,
I can share this.
Your band name is Chemistry. And now, is that where you got your name, Chemistry? How did you come up with that? Is that just how did you come up with the name Chemistry?
Okay. Well, the true name of Egypt is Kemet. And from Kemet, that's where the world got its sciences, math, religion. It all came from there. So that's where I got the name Chemistry. So I made it Chemistry.
Wow.
As opposed to having a C, I have a K there for Kemet. Chemistry.
Right. So now you played with Frankie Beverly, Kindred the Family Soul, the Delphonics. How was some of the experience? How was it playing with Kindred the Family Soul?
Oh, it's fine. Well, I brought them on. That I didn't sing with them, but I was the act that brought them on.
Oh, you opened
and
up
it,
for them.
It, right. And it was fun. I mean, well, I love music, that I have a passion for it. And I like to make folks feel things, to move, you know. So it's just natural.
So what are some of your favorite musicians now that are on the scene?
Oh, I love Gil Scott-Heron, which I think that most folks know because I have a strong Gil Scott-Heron influence.
Yes, yes.
Smokey, Marvin, Stevie, folks that say something.
Any of the young people, any of the young artists that are out there, either in rap or R&B or pop that you think you...
Well, I've heard Chris Brown, and I kind of like him. I mean, you know, he has a very nice voice. There's certain artists that I've seen that have the old school flavor, Mm-hmm. And it's good seeing that, you know.
Let me play some of your. You said you like Gil Scott-Heron, and you have a track here, "The Bottle," which was inspired by Gil Scott-Heron. So let me play a little bit of that for the audience. Okay, hold on a second.
Okay, thank you.
Into what's going on in Ale in our community, and that song is about alcohol. Is that correct?
No, really, the song is about rebirth, regeneration.
Okay.
That when one falls, they can get back up. And it was written from an African rhythm called Wawa Kor, and it means new birth, rebirth, new life.
Okay.
It's like when a snake sheds its skin.
Yes,
and
yes.
They feel that now they have a new life.
Now, do you play any instruments?
Just the voice.
Just the voice. Okay.
Yes.
And but you have how many people are in your band?
There's this three main, and various times that I may hire a keyboard player, but they're so hard to keep. But I have a bass player, a guitar player, and a drummer.
Where was the most exciting place you think you've played so far? What band was most exciting you opened up for?
For Frankie, Beverly, and Maze.
Hmm.
Yes,
and how was that?
That was, just this big stage and a crowd. And in my hometown, where I had friends that were out hollering and screaming, and that's the fun that I had, you know, because I had a friend actually. He said, "Well, why aren't you scared? You know, why aren't you, you know, a little nervous?"
Yeah,
and then I said, "Oh no, because I'm getting paid to have fun. I'm getting ready to be on stages, you know, because being a singer, that I sort of a ham, that I love just hit." Light cameras hit it.
Right, exactly.
I'm on, okay? And I'm going to have fun.
Let me tell the audience, Mingo is not a small man, okay? I think, what are you, 6'3", 6'4"?
I'm 6'2".
6'2", okay. See, but he comes off as if he's 6'3", 6'4". You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
okay.
You know, when people say, I mean, if you just imagine this tall man, you know, he's going to be nervous. No, he's having fun, like you said. And when you are doing what you love, I think that the nervousness kind of goes to the side because you are just in the light. You're just in, you know, the joy, and no pun intended because my name is Joy, but, you know, you're just having fun. So that's the least of your worries, you know, to be nervous, you know?
Right. Passion.
Now,
I love it.
You love it. You love it. Now, you have some your other song on here, The Children.
That too is a Gil Scott-Heron tune, and that's one of my favorite ones. It's that we must save our children, because they are our future. And if we do not save our children, there will be no tomorrow. That's a very strong song, you know. And I come from a household where I was loved and nurtured by two beautiful parents that taught me morals and values and who loved me.
A lot of kids don't have that. A lot of kids
don't have
that.
Right, right. And I truly
want adoption. And then there are a lot of kids that are out there suffering.
And
they're feeling alone and they need to be loved. And I always want to mention to people, if you're listening to the show, I am a great supporter of mentoring. I mentor children for on and off for more than 10 years, different ages, high school age and elementary school age, because It could be in that one moment. They may only see you once a month, and you make such an impact on their life, because when they go back home, they may not have someone that looks at them as if they're beautiful, as if they're intelligent, as if they're gifted, somebody that believes in them. And so I think that's so important. Let me play a little bit of your song here, The Children, okay?
Okay.
I think I'm driving on, you know, the West or East River Drive, and it's, the sun is shining, and I just feel really a warmth in your music there. What do you see coming up for you? What are some songs that you might, are you writing the songs? Are you working with other writers?
Yes. In fact, the next month that I'm going in to record this song that I wrote called I Need Love, because I truly believe that most folks don't know what love is.
Mm.
That they've
experienced. So what is love, Mingo? What is love?
Well,
what does love look like to you? Is it tall? Is it short? Well, is it light? Is it dark?
Well, here that I feel that love is sort of like music. It inspires you. It touches you. It uplifts you.
Okay.
It brings you balance.
Mm.
And once you love yourself, that you can love others. But
wow.
That's the very first lesson in life is to know and to love yourself.
Yes.
And then the rest comes easy.
Follows it. That's so funny you just said that, because I just did a show earlier about astrology, and we were talking about that issue. It goes back to, you know, loving yourself and how you look at where you are in life. You know, if you look at yourself as the glasses is half empty, then that's what you're drawing into your life. But if you look at the glasses half full, then so many more blessings, I believe, appear to you. They're probably already there. You're just not recognizing them. You're not seeing them, you know. So.
Well, my song, Heaven, that's about love. That's about when you meet that right person and you fall in love, and then you're in paradise. And the hook says, and I've never been to heaven, but I'm here in paradise.
Wow.
Marriage,
so we need some candles. And so you say, I might need some listeners, because they might, you know, go off. I'll play that in a couple of minutes. But I just want to say, I see some people in the chat room. If you have any questions for Mingo or for myself, please feel free to ask. And I see some callers. If you have any questions, you can press the number 1 on your phone pad to let me know that you have a question or your comment for Mingo. So now, you said you're going in the studio with a new song. Where are you playing next? Do you have a place that you're playing next in Philadelphia?
Not right offhand, because there are times that I get calls. You know, now we just had a gig last night, and I had a gig on Tuesday night. And I think
Is there an email or a phone number somebody wants to reach you to come to play for them or sing for them? What's the email?
Well, my phone number is
the very best way
is 215-820-0751.
Okay.
Two that I would like to add is that my friends have started a record label called Fahrenheit.
Mm-hmm.
And the CEO is Timmy Hudson, and the vice pres is Richard Tucker, which are two of my very close friends who I've been with for about 30 years.
Okay.
And
great.
We're trying to bring back some real music, some real lyrics, because we want to touch live.
Some real
live.
Music. Okay.
Some real
okay.
music, okay? Because a rat-a-tat-tat to killing with my gat is not music.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, there's a lot of that going on. There's that.
Oh, sure, sure.
The children, well, like you said, are listening. You know, they're not getting love
right.
from this music. They're getting violence. They're getting misogynistic
right.
ideas about, you know, men and women.
Right.
You know, girls are looking at the videos with the short clothes, and you know,
right.
everybody can't wear everything. People, okay, let
right.
me just say that everybody can't wear everything. So for the young ladies out there, you know, I don't know if you have or if you have children. You know, try to be conscious of what your kids are doing and understand that what they wear is how people view them. And it may or may not be true, but, you know, wearing the short, tight, the crack in your butt, I don't want to see your butt.
Right.
You know? But
right.
that also is affected by the music. That's affected
right.
by
well,
the music.
Well, every organ in one body has a musical note.
Mm.
So that's why music is so universal. And
yeah.
no matter in which tongue you speak in, if you go to a foreign country, they move, it will touch them because every organ in their body has a musical note.
Well, it's funny
so
you said that because I had jazz bassist on here, Christian McBride, and he mentioned he was in Northern Africa, and he was playing with some musicians with some instruments he had never really – you know, been involved
right.
with, but they just started jamming, you know, and
yeah.
Fried is, you know, world-renowned jazz bassist,
no, right.
been all over the place,
yeah.
you know, done this, that, and the other, but, you know, this was a new, you know, new scene for him, but because they were musicians, they were able to communicate, didn't speak the same
right.
language,
yes, right.
the language of music, you know, so that is very key, and I think it really touches your soul, so it's important to watch what kind of music you're bringing into your spirit. If you're listening
oh,
to,
yeah.
like you said, you know, bang, bang, glack, glack, blah, 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 all
right.
that crazy, that's what you're working with, and that's the energy you're moving with. And,
yeah.
of course, you know, every once in a while, I like my rock. I listen to
right,
classical.
Sure.
I listen to jazz. I was brought up on jazz. People
right.
may listen to gospel. I just had Ruth Naomi Floyd. She's a gospel jazz singer. And so, you know, it depends on what you put into your spirit, and that affects what comes out. So now, what are some of your dreams for the future? Where you hope to do a whole album? You want to work with some other artists? What are some people maybe you want to work with again? You said Smokey, like?
Oh, yes. Well, all that. And I truly just want to touch people like Smokey has touched me, like Stevie, like Gil has touched me. And shared their music and their lyrics that said something like "Save the Children,"
mm-hmm,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
let's play a little bit of your heaven. Let's play a little bit of
right.
your heaven track, because now, listeners, I'm just, you know, warning you. You know, this is a love song, so.
But, and I tell folks that this is my Smokey feel, okay?
This is your
this,
Smokey
this
feel?
This is my Smokey influence,
okay? Sounding very smooth. I'm telling
Thank
you, you're just a little crooner. You are. You're a crooner. That's what.
well, I love doing bows, but I love to make folks move too. So,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
I like to have songs where you can sit back and just listen or get up and move.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I have different vibes. Or I have songs where you just may want to say, "Ooh, he's really saying something here. That these lyrics are slamming." You know?
Right. Some kind of political statement or some uplifting cultural statement. Definitely in the children, and you know, we're talking now about love. I mean, you have a lot of love throughout. I think all the songs here. And that's one of the focuses is, you know, loving yourself and then trying to take care of the other man because, you know, the community can help one another, you know.
Right.
I think that's
important. Well, too, that I was taught that God was love.
Mm-hmm.
And when,
mm-hmm.
when I hear Marvin, when he says, "Don't talk about my father because God is my friend."
Mm-hmm.
You know, those lyrics are... He has a lyric where he says that you should never play with something that you should cherish for a lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Definitely. You don't want to lose it. See, people...
Because that's so real, you know?
Never
play
you don't
with
value
something
that.
You should cherish for a lifetime. Because
what are some of your favorite gospel songs? You said you brought up in the church with the gospel. You have any favorite gospel songs?
Yes, my very favorite one is "Through It All," and the verse goes, "I've had many tears and sorrows. I've had questions for tomorrow, but there have been times I didn't know right from wrong, but in my situations, my God gave blessed constellations that my trials only come to make me strong." So,
wow. Can I get an amen, hallelujah up in here? Yes. All right.
But
I'm telling you.
That song just goes, it goes right through me. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's a song that when I hear it, and there's a woman named Mamie Brockington who used to lead our church choir.
Mm-hmm.
And she would kill it. She would she would just have folks out in the aisles or just falling out because it touched you. It made you feel something because in life that your trials should come to make you stronger. Life
mm-hmm.
should get better. You should find growth. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a thirst for life.
I'm just letting you preach
okay.
up in here.
That's how I was raised, and I was loved, and I was nurtured. I had aunts, I had uncles, I had godparents.
Mm-hmm.
I had people who touched my life, teachers, who helped to shape who I am.
Yeah, definitely.
So I have to give back. I have to do what they did for me.
What do you have to say for young artists who are trying to break into this industry of music? What are some tips and tricks you might have for them or some things that they should avoid?
Work hard, and it must come from your heart because it's not just about money and fame.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the music. It's about the love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was taught that if I can help somebody, my living will not be in vain.
That's another amen. Hallelujah.
It's, you know, when one shares in life, he has more.
Yes.
Yeah, so
well, I talk about that all the time on the show. Once you're giving, you get so much more back. You get
back,
so much
more
back. Mm-hmm.
Life is a circle. So what one sends around will come back around. So if one sends around foolishness, that's what's going to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if
so
you send around love, and you know, it's going to come back to you.
Definitely, definitely. Well, I want to thank you so much. We have a couple minutes left today, and I want to thank you for being on the show this morning. I want to thank the listeners who woke up this morning to listen to the show. I know some of you may be on the East Coast, on the West Coast, in the middle. I want to thank you so much for this year, for blessing me with your time to listen, and all the people who shared information about the show. I really appreciate the support. I just want to let the listeners know I will not be doing any shows in the month of January 2010. Again, I will not be doing any shows in the month of January 2010. So tune in February 6th for my next show in the new year. But I want to wish everybody a safe and happy holidays. I also want to mention a friend of mine is having a flea market. This is in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 460 North 9th Street. This is going to be on Sunday, December 20th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 460 North 9th Street. Meg Widholm is the owner, and her business is Fair Mojo. And that's going to be at 460 North 9th Street in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. That's just below 9th and Spring Garden. And you can find her on Facebook, Fair Mojo, M-O-J-O. And if you're trying to reach me, you can email me at SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@hotmail.com. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, people you want to see on the show, send me an email, SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@hotmail.com. You can also follow me on Twitter, Joy Keys. I'm right on Twitter. Please listen to the show. There's lots of archives out there, Nikki Giovanni, Mingo, we just spoke to today, jazz bassist Christian McBride, Angie Stone talking about diabetes, a lot of wonderful guests. So please listen to the archives, and I will see you in the new year. Mingo, thank you so much for coming on today.
Joy, thank you. Please, just thank you for allowing me to share. So,
oh, wonderful, wonderful. You have a great Saturday, okay?
Okay, and you too. Okay.
Thank you so much. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, Joy, thank you. Bye-bye.
Here's an important message from Reverend Dr. Jeremiah A. Wright, Jr., Senior Pastor of Trinity United Church of Christ.
Did you know that more than half of all the new HIV/AIDS cases reported are among African Americans? Our men, our women, and our children are at risk. We must put aside our fears, exercise our faith, and put an end to this deadly disease. Encourage testing. Learn more about HIV and AIDS.
For testing locations, contact the CDC National STD and AIDS Hotline at 1-800-342-AIDS.
Diary entry, August 15th. My joints ache. Today I can hardly move. I need some answers.
I need some answers. September 3rd. I'm tired all the time. What's
going on? June 8th. I woke up with a rash on my face. I want to know why.
For answers, ask your doctor the right question. Could I have lupus? For answers, for support, for hope, visit couldihavelupus.gov or call 1-800-994-9662. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office on Women's Health and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Manley. It takes hard work to come from behind and win, but I did it skating for Canada at the Calgary Olympics. Now I'm asking you to join the hard fight against Alzheimer's disease. Soon this disease will move into the next generation, affecting more than 1 million of us and devastating our families and healthcare systems. Please raise your voice. Tell politicians that fundamental change to research funding and care delivery is needed. Tell them Canada needs a national strategy on dementia.
Find out how at alzheimer.ca or your local Alzheimer's Society.